Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes. Well, it's coming to the end of summer.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's nice to do. There's going to be some celebratory moments, I'm sure.
Yeah, a little Labor Day coming up. Yeah.
And, you know, like the kids are going funny back to school. So it's nice to have some sort of sparkling wines to sort of not only make these moments a little more elegant, but also just to add that extra little zing.
Right, and you don't have to wait for New Year's Eve to enjoy sparkling wine. And you don't have to have champagne in order to have some bubbles go up your nose.
That's true.
And make everything feel great.
And bye, kids.
Yeah. You know, I tried a whole bunch of sparkling wines. We had a couple friends over, and we sort of, you know, we're tasting these en masse. And it's very rare that everyone agrees on the number one wine.
That is rare.
It is rare. But here it was, Riva Rosé, Rosé from Salon de Provence. $16. It's a Brut style champagne, hands down our favorite. I loved this wine. It was so firm. The fruit was so pure, so good. Very, very fine mousse. A lot of refinement in this wine. The flavor is just immediately apparent. You had really nice red pears, for instance, tart cherries, citric notes, things like that. And just a beautifully delineated wine.
That sounds awesome.
Everyone liked it. Very good value at $16. Highly recommend it. From Washington State, Treveri Blanc de Blanc Estate Brut. This is Columbia Valley, and it's 100% Chardonnay. Notice extra Brut. So this is very, very dry, zero dosage.
Okay.
No residual sugar at all. That being said, there was a lot of things going on here that I really like. Yes, it was dry. The fruit wasn't immediately apparent, but there were lovely floral notes, notes of talcum powder, light peach, things like that going on. Just a lovely wine. I would have it with oysters in a second.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man. This is just made for it. Very nice, bone dry, sparkling wine. From South Africa came a very good approximation of champagne.
Really?
Yeah, and I was pleasantly surprised by this. This is called Silverthorne's Jewel Box. $30, a little bit pricey, but it does have the, okay, this sounds like a left-handed compliment, the flavors and character of a lesser champagne, which is still kind of an accomplishment.
Right.
You know, but I liked it very much. It's made from 60% Chardonnay, 40% Pinot Noir.
So it's a classic blend.
Yes, it is. It's a little bit more acidic than most champagnes I've tasted. Not quite as smooth, not quite as refined, but nevertheless, it has that nice biscuity aroma that informs the nose and the flavor. Very, very, very nice interplay of the Chardonnay, the Pinot Noir. So I give it full marks.
Sounds great.
Cava can be really, really a lot of fun. And here's a cava from Nadal Avino, their Reserva Brut from 2014, $17, a very fair price for cava. I thought this was classic, informal, full-flavored, and joyful. Yeah, the bubbles are a little bit coarse, but this is a wine with quality flavor. There's a pleasant, fresh aroma, and the flavors center on green apple, lime, and mineral. And this is just an easy drinking wine that just is going to brighten up any event where it's poured. So I recommend this one. I recommend them all. We're going to put them on the website. Give people a chance to hunt them down. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.